Next item is item 3 on our agenda. This is the agency budget development and request, also requiring board action, and Bill Herber will present this item. Another item I might add, like the last one, we're taking up in the midst of great budget uncertainty. As I think I said at the last meeting when we were considering the same, but all will be revealed at some point.
Exactly right. Good morning, Chair Imason, members of the board, State Forester Doherty. For the record, my name is Bill Herber, Deputy Director for Administration. Today was James Short, my Assistant Deputy Director for Administration, was also going to join me today. He couldn't be with us today, so he was going to lead this conversation, but we'll work through it. And given time, I think we can do that relatively quickly. So we are here today to ask the board for approval to include the agency requested policy option packages into the 21-23 agency request budget. You have seen these packages in the last two board meetings at various levels. As we develop our budget, we work under budget instructions provided by the Department of Administrative Services. As State Forester Doherty mentioned earlier, currently those instructions provide direction from an environment that looked very different than the one in front of us now. Currently, we are on track for the technical checkboxes we must work through as we complete the budget process. Budget staff have been entering, auditing, and submitting our current service level into the state's position inventory control system, and is on track to submit our data into Oregon's budget information tracking system, which is due to us or due at the end of the month. So all the technical aspects of budget development have been going on behind the scenes. On the agency side, we have been working on our budget narratives and these policy option packages in front of you. The next steps, to give you a sense of where we're going with this in the process, is pending approval of these POPs today, we would put these packages into the agency request budget that you will then see and be asked to approve at the July board meeting. Excuse me. So much like our fire budgets, we would likely have time to adjust these policy packages if we hear any further guidance from DAS CFO, either prior to or at the July board meeting. Jason. So in the consideration of time, I won't spend too much on this slide. I think State Forester Doherty provided a good context around the economic forecast and what it means to us. He did mention the 16% reduction in the 21-23 biennium. To give you a sense of what that means to the organization, that would equate to nearly a $12 million general fund reduction to the organization, and of course all the other funds that are leveraged with those dollars, much like you heard in the previous topic. Jason, next slide. So I guess get right to it, and you have seen the details behind the POPs. A couple of board meetings ago, we kind of outlined the operational aspects of these POPs, and then we provided you in your packets the technical or the dollar amounts and position amounts for the policy option packages. And as you can see, there is roughly $60 million in front of you in 100 positions and 100 FTE. Before we get in any particular details, I did want to point out a couple of changes, both to previously what you've heard and then what's sitting in your packet today. So if you'll notice on the last line of the slide, which I can't really see because it's so far away, let's see. POP 175 is a Toledo facility replacement extension POP. This is new from what we provide, what we presented last by or last board meeting. This has to do with the shared service work we were doing to relocate our Toledo office with the Oregon Department of Transportation. Unfortunately, we were going to combine forces there and provide a facility that could house both agencies, but due to some issues with the landowner, we could no longer go down that path. So we're going to have to split ways with the Department of Transportation and find a new position or new place for our Toledo facilities on our own. Due to that, we have to change some of the bonding debt service capital outlay things we have to address with moving them into the further biennium, since this is going to take more time. So that's what that policy option package is about. It's really moving that debt service along the path so we can utilize it further down the road. So a little bit of a technical piece there. And then the other change in front of you that you do not have, but which is in this presentation, is on POP 171, which is fire life safety, firefighter life safety. That policy option package has two components. One is a fire safety officer, which is in your packet, and then also a communication specialist, which is also in your packet. But it also this POP was primarily driven by the need to implement automatic vehicle location services statewide so we could track our fire engines. And the SNS portion of the policy option package, the actual components needed to be installed in all the wireless towers across the state, was not included. So you'll see $1 million line item in the general fund category, which brings up our total to $58,600,873. So with that, I think I don't think we're ready to leave that quite yet, Jason. Thank you. I think with that, we'll open it up and see if there's any questions or comments from the board before we move into next step on recommendations.
I don't see any hands up. Are there any questions from board members? Okay. So.
All right. Well, with that, the department recommends the board approve the proposed policy option packages for inclusion into the 21-23 agency request budget as presented for board consideration at the July 22nd meeting. Like I said, you'll have an opportunity to see these again as they're rolled up into the agency request budget. I did add on the recommendation, subject to additional budget instructions from DAS CFO, as has been mentioned many times this morning. So like I said, we could see these again either in a emergency session or altering them at some point in the July board meeting.
Good idea.
That's all I have. Thank you.
And this does apparently require a board action to move this forward. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Is there a motion?
So moved. Dom, this is Mike. Okay.
Second?
I'll second it. Joe. Okay.
Mike and Joe then, no further discussion. I'll go through the vote once again. Nils Christofferson.
Aye.
Cindy Deacon Williams.
Aye.
Joe Justice.
Aye.
Jim Kelly.
Aye.
Brendan McComb.
Aye.
You and I didn't hear. Brenda.
Aye.
Okay. Gotcha. Thanks. Mike Rose.
Aye.
Tom Imeson, I'm an aye vote as well. So that takes us through item number 3. We're actually running a little bit ahead of schedule. I think we can live with that. So Hillary, why don't we, if this works for everybody, do we need to stick to the time we had for the break, and come back at 10:30 to accommodate those who are getting on for the next item, or can we take a 10-minute break and come back at 10:25? I'm in your hands.
Thank you, everybody. We do have some folks coming in to sign up for item 4 and 5, so I would appreciate if we could extend this until 10:30.
I think we can do that. All right. You might want to mute while you're away. You could stop video if you'd like to, or else we can sit there and watch you.